堂一起来学习来分享有效的跟进跟成功的例子。
For this session, we will be learning and sharing about effective follow-up and success stories.
那我们设计这个课程的时候，希望能够达到一个目标。
We made this curriculum, we wanted to achieve a goal.
就是我们一起来分享一些实际的见证。
Which is for all of us to share some testimonies.
那借着这样子，我们彼此来激励让我们每一个人能够更多的来服侍主。
With the goal that everyone can be inspired to do more for the Lord.
这是我们这一堂课的目标。
And so that is the goal for this session.
在每一次这个新的职务会要开始的时候都会听到这样的一个凭着爱心说诚实话。
And at the beginning of each council term, they always say that we should speak the truth in love.
不是，就会有人呐、凭着爱心讲诚实话。
Or some people will speak the truth in love.
就是那个曾经担任过这个先道这个先道主的人。
And that is often those who have done the evangelical work.
通常职务会一开始我们会互选谁来负责哪一个部门。
At the beginning, we will usually select who will become responsible for what part of the council work.
如果当过先道的，他一定会通常会说，我已经当过了，换别人。
So those who have done the evangelical work, they will say, I've done it already, you should choose someone else.
这个那种口气就是说，我已经受过苦了，换别人。
And another way to say it is, I have already suffered. It is someone else's turn.
真的哈，负担这个工作哈，真的是很，真的是蛮受苦的。
It's true. This work requires some suffering.
有些人会说，你看嘛，这个信徒流失了，都是当初你看你们让他那么早受洗。
And some people will say, look, this person is lost now. It's your fault because you allowed them to be baptized so too early.
有的讲道的人说。我们现在都没有慕道者。
And the preacher will say, or the
不是 preacher 哈，我不敢这样，我讲道的人。
The one who is speaking the sermon will say, we have no more truth seekers.
总之，很多负面的建议也好，批评也好，都是会往这个负责先道的人。
So be it criticism, or positive, critiques, they are always directed at the one who is responsible for evangelical work.
那尤其常常到灵恩布道会的时候，负责先道的人压力更大。
And when, especially when it's time for evangelical services and spiritual convocations, the pressure is higher.
所以大家总是很诚实的说，我已经当过了，换别人。
And that's why people will say, I've already done this job. It's someone else's turn.
希望我们以后是说，哇，负担先道。学习很多，祝福很多。
But I hope that in the future we can all say to take up the evangelical work, we can learn a lot and we will also be blessed a lot.
希望别人也能够来领受这样的一个这样的福气这样的一个信念。
So I hope that more people can come to obtain this blessing and this training.
所以我们这一堂课的目的就是要大家彼此来激励，更看重这个事情，更喜欢来做这个事情。
So the goal for this session is for everyone to be inspired to want to do more of this work.
所以等一下我们还会有至少45分钟的时间，我们一起来分享一些这个成功的例子，那这当中我们可以提出来互相做勉励的，互相做激励的。
So in the, we will have about 45 minutes this session to mutually share testimonies that can encourage or inspire each other.
尤其在这次讲习会分享当中，我们还没有发言的你应该是优先发言。
Especially if you have yet to really speak during this workshop, please do so.
我们在座也有是你是第一代来信主的，相信你的信主的过程一定有一些可以。来分享的，来激励大家的。
Especially if you are the first generation of your family to believe, we hope that your sharing can inspire and help others.
好，那我们就来谈一下啊，这个有效的跟进工作的啊一些原则。
So we will first talk about some principles about effective follow-up.
我们从最开，从开啊，从从一开始来讲起。
From the beginning.
啊，我们什么都没有。
We have nothing.
啊，所以呢，当然就是祷告。
So we have to pray.
请看《使徒行传》十三章。
Please turn to Acts 13.
使徒行传十三章第一节
Acts chapter 13 verse 1
第一节在安提亚教会中有几位先知和教师就是巴拿巴和称为尼解的西缅古利奈人路求以分封之王西律同养的马念并扫罗
Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a lifelong friend of Herod the Tetrarch and Saul
这些人应该就是当时安提亚教会的职务会或者核心。
So these were probably the, for example, council or the pillars of the church at Antioch.
或者 core.
The core members of the Antioch church.
那我们也看到这个职务会呢，他们所包含的人呢，是各种不同的背景。
And we see as part of this core are people from different walks of life.
那我们也知道是从这一章开始，保罗。开始他的啊，这个啊，传道旅行。
This was also the beginning of Saul's ministry.
哦，那他们是怎么开始的
？And how did they begin？
第二节，他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们做的工。
Verse 2, while they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.
如果这是他们的职务会，那他们的职务会都在做什么？
So if this was their church council, then what were the council doing?
想想看我们今天我们的职务会都在做什么？
So let us consider what are our current church councils doing?
常常我们的职务会花很多的时间在开会。
The church council often spends a lot of time in meetings.
所以有时候一听到职务会开会，有些人脸色就有一点沉重。
So whenever people hear, oh, there's a council meeting, their faces will become longer.
哇，一开又要好几个小时。
Because the meetings are very long.
开会不是不好。
It's not bad to have meetings.
但是这里啊，有一件重要的事情让我们来学习。
So from here we can learn an important thing.
这里说他们的职务会啊，在侍啊，在这个侍奉主啊，而且。进食祷告
It says in verse 2 They were worshipping the Lord and fasting
看起来好像这时候没有什么事情那就祷告
It looks like they weren't doing, there wasn't much work So they were just praying
结果呢就从祷告里头他们就开始了有了神的指示有了方向有启示
And from prayer then they had the inspiration from God Or the revelation from God and the direction for their work
第三节于是进食祷告按手在他们头上就打发他们去了
Verse 3 Then after fasting and praying They laid their hands on them and sent them off
就开始有了工作了
They began to have their work
是的有时候先到的工作好像停止了
Sometimes it may seem like the evangelical work has stopped
当然整个气氛让人觉得有点沮丧有点灰心
And this might cause everyone to feel discouraged.
但是非常感谢神 总是也有一小部分的弟兄姐妹他们却不灰心
But thank God there is always a small group of members who will not be discouraged.
他们就开始来祷告
And they will begin praying.
他们也开始来邀请一些弟兄姐妹一起来祷告
And they will also begin to ask other brothers and sisters to join in prayer.
常常我们看到经过 一段时间的这种沉静之后，哎，看到哎神的带领，神的工作就来了。
And after a period of time, then we can see the guidance of God begin.
好，那再来我们约翰福音第四章，我们很熟悉。主耶稣跟撒玛利亚人的谈，撒玛利亚妇女一个妇人的谈道。
We are all familiar with the conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4.
有了祷告之后，我们等待神的带领。
After we pray, we wait for the guidance of God.
另一方面，我们也主动的去寻找传福音的对象。
But on the other hand, we have to also go out, take the initiative to look for people to preach to.
有慕道者了，我们才会有进一步的跟进的工作。
If we have truth seekers, then we will have the next step of the work.
所以我们就看到主耶稣他是如何的主动的去跟那一位妇女讲话。
So from John 4, we can see how Jesus initiated the conversation with the Samaritan woman.
有时候要有慕道者，我们也必须要主动的去寻找目标。
Sometimes to have truth seekers, we also need to take initiative to find them.
那再来，既然有了慕道者，就有了这个跟进的对象。
And once we have the truth seeker, then we can have the person that we are preaching to.
那再来，我们就开始如何来利用我们的资源来带领这个慕道者。
Then we can use different ways to guide this truth seeker.
我们有这一本圣经。
We have our Bible.
所以我们很努力的在熟悉这一本圣经。
So we are diligent in studying the Bible to become familiar with it.
教会里头，无论是在文献物品或者说网络上，都有很多的资源可以来让我们应用。
And our church provides many resources either in print or online for us to use.
我们请看路加福音24章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
路加福音24章27节。
Luke chapter 24 verse 27.
于是主耶稣从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
这两个人虽然已经是信耶稣，是跟随耶稣的人。
Although these two were already disciples of Jesus.
但是他们现在是很灰心的。
But at that moment, they were discouraged.
但主耶稣也是跟他们谈圣经。
And at that time, Jesus also discussed the scriptures with them.
32节。
In verse 32.
他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
They said to each other, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?
真的，这一本圣经，神的话是很重要的，很有力量的。
So indeed, the word of God is very important and it's very powerful.
有时候只是因为我们太熟悉了。
Sometimes it's because we're too familiar with it.
那说太熟悉，有时候是因为我们太肤浅了，太 shallow.
Maybe it's because our understanding is too shallow.
我们好像熟悉，但是呢，我们对神的话并没有很深入。
Because although we are familiar with the Word of God, we don't really have a deep understanding of it.
所以反而有时候我们并没有感到神的话的那种力量。
And so we are not able to feel the power of the Word of God.
但是无论如何，我们跟我们的慕道朋友来分享圣经。
So regardless, we can still share the Bible with the truth seekers.
圣灵运行常常就是圣经的话，让我们的朋友他非常的得造就，非常的感动。
And the Holy Spirit can allow our friends to be moved or touched by the Word of God.
好像这两个人说，我们的心里是火热的。
Just as these two disciples said, did our hearts not burn within us?
那我们也知道，一个很有力量、很有恩典的事情就是祷告。
And we all know that a very powerful thing we can do is to pray.
所以我们如何跟进？还有一件事情就是。如何来我们要想办法来鼓励我们的朋友做祷告。
So we also need to encourage or come up with ways to encourage our friends and truth seekers to pray.
那我们也常常发现说很多时候慕道朋友很容易得圣灵。
We also find sometimes it's easy for truth seekers to receive the Holy Spirit.
那得圣灵常常也是信仰进入信仰的一个很重要的一个关键或者转捩点。
And receiving the Holy Spirit is often an important turning point in a person's faith.
在《使徒行传》第十章，我们知道哥尼流他们那一群人很快的就受洗了。
For example, Cornelius and his family, they quickly baptized.
当然他们有他们的很好的基础。
Of course, they had very good points.
还有一件很重要的事情，就是他们领受了圣灵。
But more importantly, they received the Holy Spirit.
他们领受圣灵比我们今天很多慕道朋友还更快。
And they received the Holy Spirit even faster than many of our truth seekers today.
因为他们是在听道理的时候领受圣灵的。
Because they received the Holy Spirit while they were listening to the sermon.
那其实我们有些慕道者得圣灵也真的是够快的哈。只参加聚会一次、两次、三次就得圣灵。
And some truth seekers, they receive the Holy Spirit very quickly after one or two times attending services with us.
有时候我们的感觉就是只要他愿意祷告、愿意跪下来，很快就得圣灵。
And our feeling is that sometimes if they are willing to kneel down and pray, then they can receive the Holy Spirit quickly.
那再来，我们尝试着帮助、鼓励我们的慕道朋友。也能够建立这种自己读圣经的习惯。
Next, we also need to encourage our truth-seeking friends to have the to read the Bible.
最重要的基础还是带领他把基础建立在道理上面。
So the most important way to follow up with them is to have them build a foundation on the truth.
那道理在哪里？道理就在这一本圣经里头。
And where is the truth? It is in the Bible.
只要他有看圣经，就常常有话题，大家一起来谈。
As long as they are reading the Bible, then there will be a lot of things we can discuss.
就不会只是停留在你有什么感觉，你有什么体验。
And so then our dialogue will not just be about our experiences.
原来神的道理其实是那么的丰富，那么的宽广。
Because the word of God is so broad and overreaching.
可以让人继续不断的去领受，去得着。
It is something that we can continually receive from.
因为我们跟进，一方面就是要帮助对方把根基打好。
So we need to help our truth-seeking friends to have a firm root in the truth.
我们请参考《使徒行传》十七章第十节。
Let's look at Acts 17.
使徒行传十七章第十节。
Verse 10, Acts 17:10.
弟兄随即在夜间打发保罗、希拉往比利亚去，两个人到了，就进入犹太人的会堂。
The brothers immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea, and when they arrived, they went into the Jewish synagogue.
因为逼迫的关系，所以他们必须要离开帖撒罗尼迦。
Because of persecution, they needed to depart from Thessalonica.
他们来到了比利亚。
And they came to Berea.
十一节。
Verse 11.
这地方的人咸于帖撒罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天考察圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so.
这里谈到这里的人有一个很好的优点，就是他们查考圣经，愿意查考圣经。
So a good point of these Thessalonica members is that they were eager to study the scripture.
我们也很希望我们的朋友他愿意跟我们查考圣经。
So we also want our truth seekers to study the Bible with us.
这样就能够很有系统的来跟他介绍真理。
That way we can very systematically introduce the truth to them.
那必须他有读圣经才有办法一起查考圣经。
But they must be willing to read the Bible for us to study the Bible together.
那经过这样的过程的来信的人，通常根基也会比较稳固。
And those who come to believe in this way will have a more stable foundation.
那在先道的当中，我们自己会遇到困难，当然我们的慕道朋友也会遇到一些困难。
In the midst of evangelizing, we will encounter challenges, but so will our truth-seeking friends.
所以我们也要探讨一下如何来帮助我们的朋友 来克服他们的困难。
So we also need to come up with how to help our truth-seeking friends overcome their difficulties.
这会成为他们的体验，也会是我们的一个很大的喜乐。
And this will become an experience for them, of God for them, and also a joy for us.
有时候我们会觉得说，哇，这个困难太大了。
Sometimes we might feel like their difficulties are too great.
比如说要改变一个人他根深蒂固的那种观念，或者是这个宗教的习惯。
For example, sometimes we have to change their entire perspective on life, their value system or their religious upbringing.
我们请看使徒行传十九章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 19.
使徒行传十九章十九节。
Acts 19 verse 19.
十九节，平素行邪术的也有许多人把书拿来堆积在众人面前焚烧，他们算计书价，便知道共和五万块钱。
Verse 19, and a number of those who had practiced magic arts brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all, and they counted the value of them and found it came to 50,000 pieces of silver.
我们看看这个改变有多大。
Let's consider how great was this change.
这个行邪术的，他能够把他的工具，把这些书籍拿来烧掉。
These were people who had practiced magic arts, and they were able to bring all their books together to burn them.
这个是他们必须要克服的困难。
This was a major difficulty they needed to overcome.
这些东西可能跟随他们一辈子了。
Because these books might have followed them throughout their lives.
如果以当时来讲，可能他们也靠这个在谋生。
And they relied on these books to do their magic.
那他们才能够赚钱。
And their magic was a way for them to earn money.
这个要让一个人放弃，这个真的是很难。
So for a person to let go of something like that is very difficult.
但是神是很伟大、很奇妙的。
But God is great and miraculous.
竟然能够让这些人有这样的改变。
And he was able to bring about this kind of change in all these people.
所以我们所谓的跟进，一方面也是帮助我们的朋友来克服他们的困难。
So effective follow-up is also for us to be able to help our truth-seeking friends overcome their difficulties.
宣道工作不一定每一次我们都非常的顺利，非常的成功。
And it's not every time that evangelical work will go smoothly.
所以我们也互相来分享一下我们如何来坚持不灰心不气馁。
So let us share about how we can continue in the work and not be discouraged.
那在做宣道的工作当中，我们的专注力也不能够只是在对方，我们也要留意我们自己。
In the process of doing evangelical work, we shouldn't just focus on those we are preaching to. We also need to cultivate ourselves.
就像保罗所说的不要传福音给别人，别人得救了，自己结果被气绝了。
Just like Paul said, when we preach, we should not ourselves fall.
所以呢，在宣道的工作上面应该也有一些细节，或许我们有经历过了有这样的感想，我们也可以提出来，大家一起分享。
And so in the same way, if in our evangelical work we have some kind of process that we underwent or some tricks or experiences we can share with each other.
最后我们看使徒行传十八章。
Let's next turn to Acts chapter 18.
使徒行传十八章二十四节。
Verse
24. 二十四节有一个犹太人名叫亚波罗来到以弗所，他生在亚历山泰，是有学问的，最能讲解圣经。
Now a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was an eloquent man, competent in the scriptures.
二十五节，这人已经在主的道上受了教训，心里火热，将耶稣的事详细讲论教训人，只是他单晓得约翰的洗礼。
25. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things concerning Jesus, though he knew only the baptism of John.
26. 节，他在会堂里放胆讲道，百基拉、亚基拉听见，就接他来，将神的道给他讲解，给他讲解更加详细。
26. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, but when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately.
我们看到这一对夫妇做了一个很好的跟进的工作。
So we see here that Priscilla and Aquila did a very good follow-up work.
他们有注意听这个亚波罗的讲论。
They carefully listened to the preaching of Apollos.
所以他们发现这个亚波罗还有不够，还有他不知道的地方，不够完全的地方。
And they discovered that there were imperfection or inaccuracies in what Apollos was preaching.
所以他们就私底下邀请他来，来跟他讲解。
So then they took him aside to explain the gospel more accurately to him.
那这个可以应用到我们今天呢，至少两个层面。
And this we can use in our today in two ways.
第一个就是有很多教会都有在做的这个所谓慕道班。
In one way is in the basic belief classes that many churches have.
这个可以在会堂。
True secret classes.
可以在教会的场所。
This might be inside the church.
因为这样比较方便，通常我们慕道者安息日来，所以我们在安息日教会开的慕道班。
And because many times truth seekers come to the church, and so we can have a truth seekers class in the church for them.
那从这个例子，我们也可以看到，也可以很激动、很激动性的，在家庭里头，在我们自己的家或在对方的家。
But it can also be done at people's homes.Our homes or the homes of the truth seekers.
那这样就更加的flexible, 不一定来到教会。
So this can be a more flexible approach. It doesn't have to occur at church.
因为这里说这对夫妻听见接他来，很有可能就邀请他到我们家来。
And because here in verse 26 it says that the couple took Apollos aside, so maybe they took him to their home.
或者说我们到你家去。
Or maybe they went to his home.
那这就又牵扯到另外一个层面，就是访问的工作。
And this goes to another level, which is the visitation work.
对慕道者的访问，我们在去之前最好能够自己稍微准备一下。
Before we go to visit a truth seeker, we need to prepare ourselves.
今天我去，我打算跟他分享什么。
We need to prepare what we would like to share with the truth seeker on that visitation.
否则的话，常常就是只是大家谈一谈啊，最近怎么样啦、啊？有没有什么事情啊？什么问题呀、
啊、？Otherwise, it becomes a general discussion of how they've been doing, if they have any problems, and so forth.
所以常常就是没有一个重点在里头。
And then that will not have a one particular point or message.
也很好啊，但是呢，不太完整。
That's good too, but it is not complete.
如果我们自己有事先准备了一个几个圣经节，或者一个小题目，那这样会觉得更扎实一点。
But if we can prepare a few Bible verses or a short message, then that will be a more complete visitation.
那这也会帮助我们来想一下，我们的朋友。他需要什么属灵方面的东西。
This also allows us to think carefully about what are the spiritual needs of the truth seeker that we are visiting.
因为我们正在探讨的是有效的跟进。
Because now we are studying effective follow-up.
怎样让我们花同样的时间力量能够做得更有功效。
So that means...How can we be more effective and spend the same time and energy?
那我们现在就照昨天的分组，我们来分组来做分享见证。
And so now we will divide into the same groups like yesterday to have our discussion.
那我们在11:50-55，我们请回到这里，我们做结束的祷告。
So at 11:50-55, we will come back to the chapel for our concluding prayer.